No, there are two ways of being happy. We may either diminish our wants or augment our means. Either will do. The result's the same. And it's for each man to decide for himself and do that which happens to be the easiest. Now, if you're idle or sick or poor, however hard it may be for you to diminish your wants, well, it'll probably be harder to augment your means. But if you're active and prosperous or young or in good health, it may be easier for you to augment your means and to diminish your wants. But if you're wise, you'll do both at the same time. Young or old, rich or poor, sick or well. And if you're very wise, you'll do both in such a way as to augment the general happiness of all society. Nathaniel Hawthorne has written that happiness in this world, when it comes, comes incidentally. If we make it the object of pursuit, it'll lead us on a wild goose chase and is never attained. But follow some other object and very possibly we may find that we've caught happiness without dreaming of it. But likely enough, it's gone the moment we say to ourselves, here it is. You know, like the chest of gold that treasure seekers find. Selections included in this program were Life Without Pattern, written by Warren Smith, a Colorado University freshman, Happiness by Priscilla Leonard, the words of David Grayson, Albert Hubbard, and Joseph Addison, Alternatives by Benjamin Franklin, and Nathaniel Hawthorne's Wild Goose Chase. This is your host, Al French. Candlelight Cameos is a program designed for thoughtful, relaxed listening. If you would like a copy of the selections included in this evening's program, please send a card or letter to me, Al French, Candlelight Cameos, KFMH FM in Colorado Springs. May I invite you to join us again next week at this same time when Baskerville's A&A Music Company, 122 North Nevada Avenue, presents Candlelight Cameos.